an artist loving solutions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. An artist loving solutions. Every artist loves solutions. Every artist lives in solutions. Every artist only knows solutions. It's very true. Every artist only knows solutions. When you are an artist, that means you are someone who is creative, imaginative, someone who lives in a world of magic and wonder. When you're that sort of an artist, you're always creating solutions. You're always taking an idea and making it look real on the canvas or in stone or in music or whatever your artistry may be. You're always taking an idea and letting it be born. That'd be an interesting term for this now. An artist loves solutions. An artist is always being born new. An artist is always coming alive. An artist is always waking up to the beauty within and the beauty around the artist. It doesn't matter what the artist's mode of expression may be, it's always bringing out the beauty of the world it is and the world around it. You and I are artists at all times. I love to tell stories, and I talk to children, and I tell them stories all about how wonderful the world is, all about how wonderful they are, all about how wonderful everything is in the life if they keep their eyes on the solution, keep their eyes on what it is they want to accomplish. Not to be worried about it, not to think that they have to do something about it instantly, but rather be consistent. If you're thinking about being an astronaut, be consistent. If you're thinking about being a doctor, be consistent. Now, when you're little children, you are totally inconsistent. Your mind flows with every possibility, every dream, every imaginative concept, and you see yourself the astronaut, you see yourself the doctor, you see yourself the father, you see yourself in all the roles that you want to play. And this is truly magic. This is truly what everyone wants to do every moment of their life. What? Every moment of your life? Why, that's living in fantasy land. That's living in confusion. That's living in something that just cannot be. No? How do you say that it cannot be? Who are you to say that it cannot be? Who are you to say that the dreams that another person is having at this moment cannot be quite real for them? And also, that it could quite likely manifest in a very wonderful, outstanding way. Surprising. We're finding in this day and age, more and more young people are entrepreneurs. More and more young people are people who are coming up with creative ideas and creative imagination that if we had thought of them years ago, we thought that we lost our marbles. But today, when young people come up with these most amazing, unusual, rather disrespectful ideas at times, we say, how can they do that? How can they think that way? Well, they're thinking, as the saying is, outside of the box. They're not limited by what the world has done to now, to date. They're not limited by what appearances have been to date, because those appearances are always changing. Those appearances are always revealing themselves in a new and a beautiful pattern, a new and a beautiful way. And because the appearances are always changing, because these appearances are always coming up with something absolutely fantastic, absolutely wonderful, absolutely amazing, we say, what a genius! What a genius! Well, let's start sparkling ourselves as a genius right now. I'm an artist loving solutions. It doesn't matter what that solution may be. It doesn't matter what that area may be. I may know nothing about it. In fact, sometimes the least information I have on a given subject does not inhibit me from what comes forth in my thinking. The genius, the solutions of my thinking, are coming because my mind is open and receptive to all of the magic that is all around me, to all the magic that's ready to be revealed, ready to be exposed to my world and my life and me. It's ready for me. I am ready for it. I am an artist at solutions. Let's see. A little child is in the sandbox, and he said, I want to drive my car from here to there, but there's no road. So I'll make a road. So he takes a stick and he makes a road. Zip, like that. And the road is quite nice. And then he drives his car along the road, and the car makes tracks too. And he drives it back and forth, and the tracks get wider and wider, and the road gets fuller and deeper and better. And he thinks, how wonderful. By using this road, I am making this road even more fantastic. Here at the Absolute Monastery, we have a dirt road around our property, inside of our property, and it goes all the way around, miles around our property. And there are areas of the road where it's up on top of a little hill and on top of a mountain and coming down, and as it comes down, it sort of sweeps around this way and that way and comes down to the bottom, and then there's a dry riverbed there. In California here, our riverbeds are mostly dry. And then it goes up the hill again. Well, when we have a rainstorm, which is infrequent, when we have a rainstorm, it sort of guts it out and makes little gullies where the road was and makes everything very unpleasant. But I take the tractor and drive it over the road and smooth it out. And when it's smooth, then the cars come along and they drive over the road and they fill in the places where the tractor has pulled the dirt over the rut, and they go over that rut with the wheels of the tire under normal use, and the road gets compacted, just like in the child's play box. And as it's compacted, it makes it more solid. And so, until the next rain comes, the road is in reasonable condition. Now, it's a very simple task. It's not the whole road that has to be graded. It's just those little areas. And those little areas are not terrible. And as you grade those little areas, you think to yourself, here I am, 22, 35, 48 years in the same place grading those roads, and they never seem to get much deeper or much higher. They're always there in perfect order. How come? Well, then I think to myself, well, I put the dirt back in the holes from someplace and compact it down, and the road is just as good as new. It's just wonderful. But I have to do my little task. Now, if I were to train the road so that the water would run off the road rather than in the road and make a rut, if I would do some little simple thing of engineering, some little thing in my sandbox here, and decide how I want to make it nice, then I would be an artist at work creating a beautiful roadway that made it pleasant to walk on or to drive on. We're always making things as artists. We are artists whether we like it or not, or whether we think about it or not. We're always creating. We're always bringing forth beautiful ideas through our art. Now, the art was my tractor, and the art was the tool was my tractor, and the pallet, the board was the road itself, and the materials, the paints were the dirt that I brought over into filling up the hole. You say, well, that's kind of a rugged way of looking at it, but artistry is artistry everywhere you look. Artistry is artistry expressing itself in beautiful ways every time you turn around. You are always an artist. I am always an artist. We are always creating, creating, creating. And as an artist, we are loving solutions. And we don't say, I love a solution. I love to have a nice road that's flat. Oh, I do say that. I love to have everything in order. We do say that. I love life to be so smooth and wonderful. We do say that. We say a lot of things. We say a lot of things we don't really realize we're saying. We say a lot of things that we don't really realize that we're putting that cause in motion to have a great and wonderful experience, but we do that. An artist loves solutions. And we are all artists. From little children who are playing in our sandbox to big children playing in our big sandbox. And whether we're sitting at our office desk or taking care of our household or flying to the moon, all these things are just our artistry expressing itself. Loving the solutions that we're finding. And even as we're an artist flying to the moon, we think, gee, this is controlled by a lot of people, engineered by a lot of people, created by a lot of people. No, it isn't. It's you, the artist, loving solutions, getting into that spacecraft and going. Now, you're the one in that spacecraft going. You're the one who's flying to the moon. You're the one who's doing these things. You're loving the solutions. Now, think of it. The artist who created himself in a spacecraft going to the moon, you think, wow, how great. Here he is, an ordinary man doing this wonderful thing. Yes, he went to school to learn to be a spaceman. He learned to be an astronaut. He learned all these wonderful things. And where did he get the money to buy that spacecraft? Well, he didn't have to buy the spacecraft. The United States built it for him. Spent millions of dollars, billions of dollars probably, on building that spacecraft to go to the moon. And they provided all the amenities so that he'd be comfortable, I'd be comfortable as a spaceman in that spacecraft. What an artist I am. What an artist I am to sort of wave my wand around me and say, okay, you create the spacecraft. You nation, the United States, you pay for it. You make sure that it's just paid for. And you and various other people do these things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. An artist loving solutions finds solutions every time he turns around. Finds solutions in everything he does. The artist finds solutions in all of life, and life is beautiful. We can remember that for ourselves, that we are the artists, and as the artists, we are creating everything lovely, everything good, everything supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and we are having a barrel of fun doing everything we do. All of the teachings of the University of Healing are so consistent and so persistent and so workable. Be yourself and have fun. Whatever is right and beautiful and good, follow it. Listen to your heart. Listen to the divine in you guide you, direct you, open your doorway to all of the magic, all of the wonder, and all the excitement that life is. You are the wonder of all. You are the joy of all. You are the peace of all. You're the artist loving solutions. You don't say, I love solutions. You're just out there loving what you're doing, and what you're doing is revealing solutions to all of the possibilities that life has to offer. And to a lot of possibilities that you never dreamed that life had that to offer. But we are those solutions, and we are having the time of our life. I know I am. I know I am having the time of my life. I read about these people in different publications who are so aged and they're living so long lives, living longer than Moses lived and so forth, and I think to myself, okay, that's great. Now, are they enjoying themselves? And if they're enjoying themselves, they're doing it right. If they're not enjoying themselves, they're not being an artist loving solutions. An artist loving solutions has an opportunity to experience those solutions all of the time. And you as an artist loving solutions, me as an artist loving solutions, experience that in every experience, every activity of our life, from the moment of birth to the moment of moving to another dimension, and another dimension, and another dimension. And it is great and wonderful. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.